Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. Ryan Horvath is alongside my dear, dear friend. How are you, sir?
Doing good, doing good. Good start to the football week last night with the Buffalo Bills covering the 2.5, beating the Miami Dolphins outright. And I had James Cook to score a touchdown. I was mad at myself, though, because I was going to bet James Cook to score 2 touchdowns, 66-1. Talk myself out of it. But I just figured, man, with Josh Allen, he's playing with that injured hand. How much was he going to use his legs? Also, he's been a touchdown vulture. Eventually, you got to get Cook in the end zone a couple times. That seemed like the perfect opportunity against a weak Dolphins front. And this is what I've been saying about Miami, man. Like last year, 1-6 against playoff teams. The point differential in those games, minus 18. Two of those losses by 28-plus points. They went 10-1 against teams that didn't make the playoffs. I don't think the Dolphins are very good. I think they're very overrated.
Well, they're not going to have Tua for a while. My whole show is turning into I'm mad that there's all these stations that they just go to work and have a take and then, you know, all the trades write articles about them. When I'm saying the same stuff like weeks in advance. And so last night, what I was pissed about was all these people are going to come out and say, I don't think Tua should ever play again. And they're going to try to like pretend like they're all, you know, all self-righteous and all worried and caring about Tua. And I was saying, if you don't think Tua should ever play again, you should have said that in the morning because you were like cool with 2 concussions, but then the third one's too much.
Yeah.
He's going to play again. He's not retiring.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know. It's tricky.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I agree. And obviously like you worry cause he's a dad now, you know, he has a family. So, and he's made a lot of money.
I would retire.
Yeah, I probably would retire.
Because I don't want to work, and that's a lot of guaranteed money. I would retire. I would not care.
I mean, it's so tough to say, though, because, I mean, that's like all he knows. I mean, he plays football. He's a football player. That's his profession, and he's in the prime of his career, and he's on a team that at least he probably believes that they have a Super Bowl shot. It's tough, man. You know, it really is. And it's scary just because of all the information and knowledge that we have about CTE and brain injuries. If this is 30, 40 years ago, we're not questioning, though. At the same time, we're not questioning should Tua play again, right, especially at his age. Favre would get concussed, walk into the other huddle, and then still go out there in the second half and throw for 350 and 3 touchdowns.
I still think Favre's getting concussed. Like,
I mean, he's everywhere. We talked about this on the pod last week, and I've only seen him 45 times since. He's all over Twitter. He's doing the whatever thing where you call and wish people a happy birthday. What's that called again?
Cameo,
thank you.
He's doing Cameo.
He's doing like Cameo and stuff. So, yeah, but no, I mean, it's a scary situation. And, you know, it's one that he should probably sit down and talk with his family. And I don't want to say this, man, but like if you are Tua, he lost all this weight. He's in the best shape of his life. He doesn't even, in his promo shot, he doesn't even look like Tua with the hair. He looks like Bruno Mars a little bit. And then he like took the jiu-jitsu so he could learn how to fall and whatnot, so he wouldn't suffer these concussions. If you are going to leave the pocket and run for a first down, down 3 scores, you got to slide, man. You got to protect yourself before that. Like, give yourself up. But it's just, it's messed up though. Like, you know, especially how it went down with Damar Hamlin being involved in the whole situation. I was like, Jesus, poor Damar Hamlin too. I mean, hell, you died on the football field. You come back. And you're involved in that. Like, that's the thing. If you ever played, you know, if you played the game and like you hit, like, you don't, nobody's out there to hurt somebody. You know, like, you're not trying to mess somebody up for life. So if you're on the other end of that hit too, like T. Higgins, you know, that messes you up. You're like, oh my God, did I just kill this guy? Did I just mess this guy up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that's the other thing you got to think of. So everybody was like making jokes. And I was like, man, that's no joking matter. That sucks. And Damar Hamlin's actually played pretty good. They're playing a lot of 3 safety looks. So he's like their starter right now in Buffalo. On a different note, like to bring it back to football, I'll say this. I think I might have been wrong about the Bills. And I think Josh Allen's going to be the MVP.
Everyone was trying to close their window. It was so dumb.
I said, though, either the Bills are going to win 11, 12 games and Josh Allen's MVP because he's got to play Superman. Or this team's like, you know, And there's still a lot of season to be played. They're 2-0, and
that division's terrible. Your guy's old as fuck.
I don't think
you're not swearing. I won't swear. You're not swearing.
I mean, you could swear. It's your podcast. Fuck do I care?
If you're not, if you're not gonna swear, I'm not gonna swear. All right.
Hey, hold on. Rodgers. I think Rodgers is
gonna get to him.
The run defense was shit. You know what's funny? Everywhere he goes, he got a defense, and then the defense blows. Poor dude. All right, go on, though. I mean, he
wasn't the Rodgers. We'll get to your fat head.
Okay. Thank you.
Your cabinet's open.
Yeah, you know what? I told you. I woke up. I told you this off the air, off the pod. I woke up this morning. This is when you know you're getting old. I'm hurt, and I don't know how.
What do you even have in that cabinet? Is that an empty one?
I think the only thing, well, my wife is 5 foot tall, literally. So she can't reach that. So I don't know why it's open.
Mine of that is like the pitchers that we drank out of in college.
I think that's what it is. It's like a big like vase that she like when her parents come, she like pours the wine in there. But look at this. This is how small she is.
What a waste of a cabinet.
We have a stool step.
Oh.
I was wondering how she got up there even. She's like Frodo from Lord of the Rings.
Well, you're no Glamazon either, Horvat.
F's that supposed to mean? Oh, tall?
Yeah.
I'm 6 foot.
On that stool.
Ha! I'm like Bryce.
Colts. All I know about this game is that Anthony Richardson's going to have a big day.
Yeah.
A big day. That's who I'm playing in my fantasy lineups. It's easy to think that the Packers are going to lose this game. What is it down? Is it 3.5, 2.5?
Packers got a bunch of like big money, professional money came in on Green Bay 3.5. It's a 2.5 point spread.
I mean, they can win and they might win, but I think we're back to where we were last year. A different quarterback, but it's like, okay, I hope they win, but I'm not going into it thinking they're going to win.
Yeah, see, here's one where I bet the Packers. I was one of those guys that bet them.
And I totally get like the movement for the Packers. I hate that it's like being credited to Ty from Pat McAfee, who's like de facto number one Packer fan. That shit pisses me off big time.
I like him though. I think he's
a he's got the mantle. Like he shouldn't be the number one Packer. All of a sudden, he's the number one Packer fan. Is he an owner? If he's an owner, I'll stand down. I don't think he's an owner.
I think he is an owner.
Well, then I would stand down because
he's an owner.
And I would have to stand down.
Hey, I'll tell you this, all right? Not only is Green Bay going to cover, here's what I had in my mind. They're going to win this game because there's absolutely no film other than those two brutal plays, dropbacks for Malik Willis, where, son, you got one job. You put that ball in the end zone. You do not take a sack when the job is to throw the Hail Mary and it's the final play. You cannot take a sack, sir. But there's no
pass he threw also was so
bad. You know, like LaFleur is going to have to get creative here, but who the hell knows what they're going to run? Who knows if it's going to be? I would assume probably a lot of Jaden Reed because like he's the gadget guy that could run the majority of the routes out of the slot, but you could also give him like the jet sweeps. Because I would assume the Colts are just going to put like 8 men in the box and say, beat us, Josh Jacobs. So Malik's going to have to make some plays, but this is one where, and also like Malik could just suck, and I think he does. And the Packers could get rolled 42-0, and I have money on them, but I had to bet them because it's a numbers play. The Packers were going to be 5-point favorites in this game, you know, 4.5 probably where they were going to close. Now they're 3.5-point dogs. That's a 7.5-point adjustment. I get it. Jordan Love is worth that much to the market, but as long as like Malik Willis could complete a forward pass, I think they could cover this number in the Lambeau home opener. So give me Green Bay. And give me a little sprinkle on the money line. I think it's Malik effing Willis season, as you see there, if you're watching us on YouTube.
On the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, don't forget. Is there any chance he's good?
No.
Because at Liberty, he put up stats.
Yeah, at Liberty.
Played him all the time, but he wasn't, like, good. And then in Tennessee, I mean, remember, he fell to the third round when there were, like, no quarterbacks in that draft. And then he played a little bit and was brutal. Barely played last year. Will Levis beat him out, who is awful.
Terrible. Dude, in fact, like...
I want to tell you this. There was some predictions I had before the season that I'm totally... Bills, windows not closed. Will Levis is actually worse than people think. And my other one was Brian Daboll, first coach fired, is looking pretty good.
Yeah, but that's not on him. I don't think Brian Daboll should be the first coach fired, but I get where you're going with that one. You know what's crazy? So, about that loss, Titans theory, not coming home for us last week.
It looked like it was. I was retweeting stuff that it was.
I mean, it was historic. So when underdogs of 4 points or more that led by 17 plus points in a game before that game, right? If you're an underdog of 4 or more points and you lead at any point by 17 points, they were 66-1-1 against the spread in the last 68 games. So that was the one. Teams trailing, Bill Barnwell had this. Teams trailing by 2 or more scores at halftime who failed to score an offensive touchdown all game because the Bears didn't score an offensive touchdown.
No.
2-306 since the year 2000. That made it 3-306. I actually had to go back and watch that game. The Bears were so bad. They had no business winning that game. I agree with Brian Callahan, the head coach. He said if we would have just punted the ball on 1st and 10 and not let Will Levis drop back, we would have won that game. That was an actual quote.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams' completion rate was 16% below expectation.
93 yards.
At the 5:49 mark in the fourth quarter, not only Caleb, the Bears' offense had 104 yards of total offense. There wasn't a single drive that entire game that they had more than 45 yards. Their first points of the game, Caleb throws into double coverage. It hit a Titans defender in the effing helmet, falls into the hands of Roma Dunze. It's his first catch of his career. He fumbles. It bounces 12 yards. Tevin Jenkins picks it up, and they kick a field goal on fourth down. That's how they got their first points. You win that bet 67 out of 68 fucking times. I got to swear on that one because I had them huge. And everybody was tweeting at us, Titans theory. That was my Will Levis, if I saw you, I'd cut you, pick of the week. He sucks.
We'll get to the Titans. They got the Jets in a minute. A reminder, we are brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. Your gummies, your tinctures, your balms, your seltzers, which have been a big hit. They got the seltzers with the THC from the 5 Ooh. Milligrams to the 10, now the 20 in different flavors. Use the promo code. Get your free shipping with orders 25 or more, 60 if you're going with the seltzers because they're a little heavier. But you can combine some stuff, get that offer. And the ones that I'm always been a champion of is all of them, you know. Like I take a gummy here or there. It's very nice. But the sleep ones are very regular. And tonight is more necessary than ever because I have a – well, I get done at 1, so I get home at 1:45, 1:30, and then I'm coaching my kids' soccer team, which is 9 o'clock game time, which means I'm at the field at 8:15, which means I'm leaving my house by 8, which means I'm up at 7:30. So a very tight sleep window. I want to make sure I hit the pillow when I get home.
My recommendation to make you feel alive tomorrow, here's what you should do. It's going to be a pain in the ass. You wake up, right, and – you pour yourself a cup of coffee, black, nice and strong.
Always black.
Go for a little walk around the block and just get that fresh air. And then go inside and take a 2-minute cold shower. It's going to be a bitch. But the rest of the day, that's the equivalent of doing cocaine. And your dopamines last for 2.5 hours. It's the real deal, dude. I wake up every day with the same routine now. I have a cup of coffee. I walk. I walk like 2 miles, though.
Why don't you just do cocaine?
Well, because I don't want to, like, you know, be unhealthy, die, and it's very expensive. It's expensive. Let's be honest. It's expensive. No, just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Expensive.
I ate, well, really quick at Happy Hemp, Happy Place Hemp, of course. You know, I envy anybody that could just take 5 milligrams and just be like, oh, I'm floating or I'm good or I'm ready for bed. For me, it's about 150 milligrams. I have a very high drug tolerance that was built in the early 2000s.
Well, when I take the gummies, There's like 10, 25, 50. I'll take a 25. Yeah. But with the seltzer, the 10 is like, because the seltzers act different.
Yeah. Also, hot take, not much of a gummy guy. I mean, they're great. Don't get me wrong. I love them, especially if I'm traveling or going on flights. But I'm still just a regular old flower guy, baby. I'm kidding. I love
this. This is a problem. This is for people who aren't doing the flower.
I know. I like it all too. The seltzers and everything. I was just kidding.
Classic sponsor read where the other guy's like, I don't.
Classic. I do. I do though. I just said I do. My problem is I work Monday through Friday and I have to operate an automobile the majority of the day. So it's hard to just be popping gummies.
Well, Big Ron covers you five times over with his orders. So don't you worry about that.
Good, good.
Oh, there's somebody that sounds like Big Ron. And I mentioned it the other day. It's a coach. It's Dan Campbell. Sounds like Big Ron. I have to get a comparison, but he sounds like.
A little bit. I think Big Ron sounds better, though.
HappyPlaceHemp.com.
Light it. There's only one place you can hear a three-time national championship winning head coach.
A Heisman Trophy winning running back and national champion.
And someone to keep everything on the tracks. Every week, Coach Urban Meyer, running back Mark Ingram, then me, Rob Stone, get into what matters most to you.
We take you inside the biggest moments in college football.
While having some fun bringing you guests from all over sports and entertainment.
Watch Triple Option on YouTube or listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Titans, Jets, and now we'll rip through these as we always say and never do. The Jets are favorited. I thought I saw you banging on the Titans drum. Did I see a clip of that?
I feel like, no, I mean, like, I'm a little worried about this one because I have the Jets over 9.5 wins. I factored this one in as a win. I have the Jets winning the division, and now the Bills got off 2-0 start. Yeah, 3.5 is the spread here, and that's what concerns me a little bit. I mean, the Jets should win this game. Will Levis is a nightmare. What concerns me is, you know, Rodgers, I thought that finally he was going to have a top-5 defense, and the interior of that defensive line just got absolutely gashed by a backup running back in Jordan Mason. He had 150 yards on the ground, and they just kept pounding him. I mean, 25 carries, so I worry a little bit. Now you're going against Tony Pollard, who's fully healthy and balled out week one, and Spears. What we have going for us, me, people that bet the Jets, Will Levis will probably turn the ball over a couple times. I actually didn't think Rodgers played terrible. The first drive looked great. You know, he looks older. Like, obviously, he's 40 years old, and he's coming off a pretty devastating injury. But the zip's still there on the passes. I think more of the problem for the Jets is who's that two option, that number two option behind Garrett Wilson. I joked it would be so Jets to call Devontae Adams and make a deal, and it would be dumb. Like, get Hassan Reddick to show up first. That would probably help your team on the defensive line. But, you know, it's they probably do need, like, a Devontae Adams because
people that are picking up Alan Lazard are stupid.
I don't know, because Rodgers and him are good friends, and they don't really have anybody else. He should be throwing the ball to Tyler Conklin, the 6'3 tight end. But I'll pick the Jets. I can't pick the Titans for a while. But Titans theory probably tells us that the Titans win this game outright.
Yeah, Titans theory. We're not there yet. I don't feel Titans theory. Yeah. This is a Jets win. The Jets will win. Garrett Wilson will have 12 catches. Breece Hall will have 100 yards.
I love that, though. Garrett Wilson's prop is only 5.5 receptions. I think he's going to torch them.
I'm building a DraftKings as we talk, which I'll share at the end.
Oh, good. I got a lot of guys I like this week, actually.
Oh, good. Well, let me know. Saints Cowboys, this is the Tom Brady game of the week. Tom Brady's awful. I've got the Cowboys as a 6-point favorite. What I would do is volunteer for a Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah.
Just to get a hammer. To continue to keep hammering, as I would hammer this Cowboys line. The Saints,
you like Dallas?
Such a fluke win against a bad team. Saints are garbage. Dallas is the real deal. Give me the Cowboys and the points.
I'm not going to say Dallas is the real deal. I don't think they win the division. I think Philadelphia does, man. But
that's
I do
possible.
Think Dallas,
that is possible.
I do think this will be a pounding, though. I mean, like, Derek Carr is going to be under pressure. That pass rush. Trayvon Diggs looked healthy. Dak got paid, so he's happy. CeeDee Lamb's the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. He's happy. How about Zeke? Luckily didn't. Hey, under 11.5 rushing yards. Ding! That son of a bitch did have a 9-yarder up the gut, though. I got a little worried there. I shit myself a little bit. But like, yeah, that was easy. Oh, I got another one, by the way. Let me throw it to the people before I forget. I bet a lot on this
one.
No, no. So, but I don't think we're going to talk about this. Actually, we are going to talk about this game, so I'll save it.
Yeah, we're ripping through the games now, even though we
Cowboys roll here. I don't want to talk about Dennis Allen against the spread after an outright win is like 5-20 or some gross shit too. Yeah, Cowboys roll.
Lions, I've got them 7.5 over Tampa. Seems high.
Yeah. Here's the one where, yeah, like that's a lot of points. I like the over a lot in the game. I'd probably play Tampa. That's a lot of points.
Me too. I'm going to take Tampa.
But I would play Jared Goff as my quarterback in DraftKings this week because that secondary is leaky. I think there's going to be a lot of scoring here. I think the Lions win, but I think Tampa probably covers. It's a big number, but I think a lot of points are scored. I did bet the over in this game. And I bet Jameson Williams over 44.5 receiving yards. St. Brown's awesome, but J-Mo looks to be the number one option right now. Like, he's the primary target. He's the number one read on a lot of these routes. And his route tree.
This feels like a week just in fantasy lower. This feels like a week where then J-Mo has like a 3 for 39 and Amon Ross St. Brown catches 9 balls. That's what it feels like.
Maybe, but I don't know, man, because Ben Johnson was talking about his route tree and I saw it. I went back and watched that game. That was a lot of fun to watch back, actually. The Sunday night game was awesome, the overtime game. But yeah, he was really good in that game. And he's not just like a running vertical routes anymore. So I think he's going to have a really big year. And that's why the Lions are so freaking scary, though. You can't game plan against them.
Vikings are a 5-point dog against the Niners at home.
I hate that, like, there's this version of the Vikings because I still hate them. But, I mean, it's so hard to hate Sam Darnold and Aaron Jones, man, and Justin Jefferson.
If this team was wearing any other helmet, you'd be like, I kind of like that team.
Yeah, but I gotta cheer against them. I'm betting them here, though. I thought we were gonna get the Vikings as
5-point dogs. Yep.
Yeah, remember they beat them last year. Brock Purdy struggled there. That's like the one place that still has a home field advantage, though, in the NFL. It's tough to play there. That crowd's gonna be going crazy with their stupid soccer chant.
That's where we're going, but it's not till December. I'm going to Minneapolis in December.
Ooh, nice. This is the perfect letdown spot, too, right? Niners beat the hell out of the Jets standalone spot. Now they travel, tough place to play. Give me Sam Darnold and the boys to cover, but I'm going to wait to bet that because I thought we were going to get the 7. Like I said, this opened 6.5, and instead all the money came in on the Vikings. What does that tell you? So, skull.
With that in mind, the Patriots are dogs at home by 3.5 to Seattle. Oh, it is tempting to want to take New England on this one.
I know. I bet Seattle, though.
Little cross-country trip.
Yeah, Geno is a favorite. Geno,
I mean, they're not – the Seahawks aren't that good.
I think they are, though. That's the problem. I bet them to win the division.
That's fine.
I don't know how New England's scoring in this game. I like Seattle's defense a lot. The bet was the under. It opened at 42, and we're down to, like, 39. I think Geno's going to bounce back this week. I like Geno.
Did people write him off after week one?
He didn't write back, bitches. It comes down to, I really want Kenneth Walker out there, and it's Friday, so this is the very telling day for injury reports. We're recording right now, and I guess I should probably. Did he practice today? He missed practice yet. They don't, no update yet. So
they didn't practice yet.
I like Seattle, though. Fuck you, New England. I hate you.
Did we get to your player prop yet or no?
Let's just get to it. All right, so I like the Bengals to cover 6 against the Chiefs. Joe Burrow's beat Mahomes 3 times. I know there's no T. Higgins. There's no way the Bengals are going to look that bad again. But my favorite prop, here you go, Mike Gesicki, over 19.5 receiving yards. After I give this out, it's probably going to go up to like 22.5, 23. I would still bet that. I bet him to score an anytime touchdown plus 450 last week. He did, but it got called back because that's life. Without T. Higgins, you know, I know he's labeled as a tight end, but he's not a tight end. He doesn't block. That's why he didn't fit in Miami in that game, in their scheme. So I think he's going to catch a couple balls out of the slot. Mike Gesicki, that number's way too low. Over on receiving yards. Bengals to cover. Joe Burrow and the Bengals bounce back. I hope they win this one outright. I like the Bengals.
I could throw Gesicki in a lineup. I'm working on a double tight end lineup here, which usually never wins.
I don't know about that. I just like him to have a soft, like, 20 yards receiving. I don't know that I'm playing him this week over, like, some of the top dogs. Again, I like I love Jared Goff this week. I also like Matthew Stafford and Kyler Murray. I think the Cardinals beat the Rams. They're 1-point favorites, I think, for a reason. But I think that game will be a shootout. Running back, the dude from the Commanders, Brian Robinson.
Oh, Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, going against that run defense, he should probably have a big game. I like Deebo Samuel, especially if he's cheap, because they're playing against Minnesota. We just talked about that game. And Brian Flores uses more two high safety looks than anybody in the league. And they play a bunch of zone, meaning it's a Deebo game. I saw his receptions at 4.5. I bet that. His target share is 26% on two high safety looks. So usually Brock Purdy goes to him. And also Minnesota blitzes a whole bunch. I like Brock Purdy too, to be honest, though, even though
I might actually play Deshaun Watson.
He's playing this week?
Watson against Jacksonville is a career 6-0 as a starter. 327 yards a game, 8 touchdowns, 2 picks, and 2 rushing touchdowns.
Good luck on that, dude. He stinks.
I need some salary relief. I'm going to play him.
He's awful. I would not
free touch lineup. It's a free lineup. All right, so you're taking you're taking the Bengals over the Chiefs in terms of the spread?
Yeah, I had to throw that out there with my Gesicki prop.
I would take the Chiefs. I think the Bengals are doing a lot of soul searching and
haters.
They're going to convince themselves, but there's still going to be some problems there after this week. Commanders, slight favorite over the Giants. I've got 1.5. This is in Maryland, right down the street from you. You should go.
I'm good. I'm good on this one.
I am going to bet against the Giants all year. I think they're terrible, and I think their coach is awful.
Yeah, I mean, Daniel Jones dominates the Commanders, though. I think he's 5-1, and he averages 300 passing yards a game against them. And that secondary is so bad. Give me the Giants. They bounce back. That's win.
Gross. Beastie. Panthers are a dog against the Chargers by 5 points.
Huh.
I read something where the team that gets their ass kicked the most. I got to find the stat. Otherwise, it's not worth
saying. I got it.
What is
it? So they had the worst loss of week one. They got beat by 37 points. The last two decades, 20 years, teams that lose by 35 plus points that are underdogs of 4 points or more in their next game are 50-18-2 against the spread, 73% clip, meaning the Panthers are going to bounce back.
I'm taking them.
Me too. I hate myself, though. I don't want to talk about the game even. We can recap this next week. I don't even want to think about Bryce Young dropping back the pass. Looks like my son out there. He looks 4 foot tall.
Sorry, this is because week two, remember in week one, there's a lot of shit that happens. And then in week two, narratives get busted left and right. And you're like, because you're acting like the Panthers, who are bad, but you're acting like they're 0-8 against an 8-0 Chargers team. When really it's a Chargers team that beat a shitty Raiders team. And it's a Panthers team that fell on their ass.
Well, and that's the other thing. All the Chargers want to do is run the ball down your throat with J.K. Dobbins and stuff. So are they going to go out there and win this game by margin? I'm going to say no. So I bet the Panthers, but I hate myself for it because that was not pretty. That game was over in the first quarter last week.
All right. Let's go with the next one. We've got the Jaguars at the Browns. I think this is – or it's at Trevor Bank Stadium. I think this is the most interesting game of the weekend. Because whoever loses, this feels like a loser leaves town match. If Jacksonville loses, they're fucked.
Yeah.
And if the Browns lose, they're fucked. Whoever loses this game is fucked. And not just in 2024, but if you're the Browns, you're like, what do we do with Deshaun? And if you're Jacksonville, you're like, oh, maybe Doug Peterson's bad. Because if they lose this game, this would be 7 of their last 8 that they would have lost. Yeah.
I actually like the Jags here, man. I think the Browns are so screwed because they have Deshaun, and I think he just sucks. Nick Chubb's not coming back for at least 3 weeks. I like Jerome Ford, but he's not a number one running back. He probably would have been cut if Nick Chubb was healthy, to be honest with you, man. Like I said, does Amari Cooper even want to be there? He's no-show week one, and they try to trade him for Brandon Ayuk. David Njoku's out now. And the Jags, they should have beat the Dolphins. ETN fumbled that game away, literally. Tank Bigsby might get more carries than ETN. I'm a little bit worried as a fantasy owner. Bigsby looked good, and ETN had that costly fumble. I picked the Jags to go over their win total this year. I can't quit on them week two, but I do think the Browns are bad. And I think that they would cut ties with Deshaun. I think it's probably a war right now, man. The front office that gave them that huge deal, having buyer's remorse, but also not being able to be like, this is what happens with management. I mean, we know this in the radio game. Like, they'll have even a shitty show or like two people that hate each other work together for 3-4 years because they don't want to admit they were wrong, right? Like, that's what it is. It's all ego. And that's probably what's going on in Cleveland, right? Because there's no way Kevin Stefanski wants to put that creep weirdo that can't even play the sport anymore on that field. It's one thing that Deshaun's a creep weirdo when he's balling out and an MVP candidate every season. I mean, I don't agree with it, obviously, but like they clearly did. But it's another thing, like when he's a terrible human being and he can't play the position anymore. We want Jameis, baby. Give us Jameis and I'm picking the Browns. But right now it's Deshaun, so give me the Jags in the battle of two teams that
I'll take the Jags. Ravens a 9-point spread over the Raiders. This is my double up of the week. I'd take them by 18. Antonio Pierce, when he punted, he lost me. He lost me forever.
I'm so glad that you brought that up because I had to go back and watch that game and I was disturbed by what
quit. That's quitting.
Well, I hated the hire. I get that they like played hard the second half of the season, but I didn't get it, man. I mean, Antonio Pierce is bad. So I went back, like I said, and I watched that game. So one, I thought they're supposed to be like tough. The Raiders, the Chargers ran it right down their throats. Like Justin Herbert barely threw the football. Then in the first half, he actually went for it on 4th-and-1 in his own territory, and it got stuffed. Then in the fourth quarter, they're down 9 points on the Chargers' 16-yard line, and he kicks a field goal. The next fourth down, like you said, 7 minutes to go, Chargers' 41-yard line. Instead of trying to pick up 1 yard, they punt the ball away. That punt right there, if you're into win probability, that caused an 8.5% dip in their win probability. Even the field goal down 9 decreased their probability by 3%. So I'm with you. I think Antonio Pierce is bad. And it's a cross-country trip. And you have John Harbaugh, whose brother Jim Harbaugh just coached against this dumpster fire of a team.
Good point.
And you got a pissed-off Ravens team that thought that they probably should have won that game against the Chiefs. So I'm with you. Ravens roll here.
Cardinals, 1-point favorite over the Rams?
Right? At home? Yeah. Kyler bounce-back game, baby. He's my fantasy quarterback. He can't play any worse. Marvin Harrison's going to jump off the milk carton this week and get in the end zone.
I like that.
Cardinals are going to win a game here, I think, man. It's a trap. I think Arizona beats the Rams. No Puka. I don't like what I'm seeing from that Rams secondary. I think Arizona wins.
My Bartometer last night was if the NFL did budget cuts, 8 teams they should get rid of. I will tell them to you now. The 8 teams the NFL should get rid of. The Commanders, because they haven't won since 2005, and I compared the Commanders as you used to know them as a different team name, and then they changed their name again and changed their name. It's like they've had so many plastic surgeries. It's like, who even is this team? You can't recognize them. Get them out of here. The Browns have had 1 playoff win since they came back. The Browns are like the what did I compare the Browns to? Something ex-wifey. I don't know. I don't remember. The Browns, get rid of the Browns. Get rid of the Chargers, Raiders, Jacksonville, Panthers. Get rid of the Jets. And number one was the Cardinals. 104 years of history. Nobody knows. If you ask people who are the longest teams that have been in the NFL, they say all the Bears, the Giants, the Packers. Nobody says the Cardinals. Nobody even remembers they were in St. Louis. Nobody even remembers when they were called the Phoenix Cardinals, my favorite iteration of the team. Get them out of here. They suck.
They do suck. They do suck. I'm with you on that. I like it.
Thank you. Bartometer, 11 o'clock Eastern on the Infinity Sports Network. Broncos, Steelers. Oh, I'll take the Cardinals with you. Broncos are a dog at home against the Steelers. The Steelers are the defense I'm going to play this week. I like the Steelers to win.
I like the Broncos to cover the 3.
Why?
Perfect spot here, man. Now people are like buying into the Steelers being a good football team after week 1. Justin Fields on the road in altitude against Denver. Everybody thinks Denver sucks. They probably do suck. I think Bo Nix is going to throw a couple touchdown passes in this game too. Broncos +3. That's my lock of the week. Lock of the week.
That's your lock of the week?
No, I have a 2-team teaser. I teased the Broncos the +9 and I used it teasing the Lions down from 7.5 down to 10.
That's a lot different.
Yeah, but I also bet the Broncos +3.5, and then it went down to 3. I like the Broncos to cover. It's a spot, just a spot bet. Little spot.
All right, you took the Bengals. I took the Chiefs. Sunday night football. The Bears go to Houston. Houston's
favorite 6.5.
Yeah. This is going to be, remember last night's game without Tua?
Yeah.
This is going to be a repeat of that. The Texans are just going to shit all over Chicago.
I'm going to take the Bears to cover.
God, what the fuck?
I'm going to take the Bears to cover.
You just shit all over them.
The Texans should. Yeah, I know. It's always like the opposite of what you saw the previous week, right? So now we're almost getting a full. I'm going to wait and bet this before kickoff. Hopefully get like 7.5. Caleb can't play any worse. I know they got a bunch of injuries. Texans defense, secondary is not the best. It is the home opener, and they have Super Bowl dreams, so the crowd will be pumped. But, yeah, give me the Bears. It's a big number. I think the Bears, Bears defense is good.
I saw a lot of people about Stephon Diggs where they're like, I don't know. What do you know? He had 2 touchdowns, 6 catches. Yeah, but he only had 33 yards. He's not going to be happy. It's like this guy. This guy said, what is it? What stat line does he need for us to be like, oh, he'll be happy?
Yeah, he's not going to be like a 100-yard receiver anymore every game.
Eagles 6.5 favorites over the Falcons. 6.5 is an interesting number there, Horvy.
Yeah, I'm betting Atlanta, but I'm waiting. I think this will hit 7. I think we'll get a 7 before kickoff.
And then you take Philly, or you'd go still?
No, Atlanta. You would still go. I want the full touchdown with the dirty. I mean, it looked awful. Like, The play calling was terrible, and Kirk Cousins might be cooked. If they were in pistol, they were running the ball with Bijan 82% of the time. If they were in traditional shotgun, Cousins was passing 100% of the time. Not one running back run out of traditional shotgun. So play calling sucked, and I think it's because Cousins can't move. We might see Michael Penix by week 5, but like that's a lot of points. It was one bad week, one bad game. His first game back from like Rodgers. Devastating injury. Rodgers moved around better than Cousins, I'll say that. But give me Atlanta here to cover.
So here's my DraftKings lineup. I'm going to go Anthony Richardson, Breece Hall, Brian Robinson, Garrett Wilson. Then I needed some cheap receivers. I'll take a Carolina receiver. Deontay Johnson got targeted. All he's got to do is get some yak, and he could have a nice game. Brian Thomas Jr., we're going to go double tight end, Laporta and Gesicki, and then Steelers D.
I like that.
Now, I'm also going to play another lineup where I axe Richardson and then get fucking crazy and put in Deshaun.
Ugh.
And then I gotta move things around because I want to throw Marvin Harrison in there. But that is the lineup that I'm going with, the one that has Anthony Richardson against our beloved Green and Gold. The college slate, really, I think the best game is tonight, right? Or at least...
Yeah.
Ranked opponents.
Yeah, I bet the over tonight, man. I just – both defenses, right? Like, I mean, like, Kansas State's going to want to run the ball with Giddens and with their quarterback, Avery Johnson, and Arizona can't stop the run. Arizona wants to throw the ball, and Kansas State can't stop the throw. And they got McMillan, who's the best receiver in the country, and he's coming off a stinker where he only had 2 receptions. Week 1, he had 300 receiving yards. Noah Fifita, Arizona's quarterback's really fun. It's going to be a fun game. You know – I actually kind of like Kansas State, but I might bet this one live, hope that they go down a score. I don't want to lay 7.5 because I don't really trust either defense to get multiple consistent stops here. But I did bet the over, and I'm not really an over guy. I bet it at 58. It's up to 60. I still like it. Maybe I'm wrong. Usually it seems like if there's 2 high-scoring teams and everybody's on the over, the game somehow goes under. But I like the over tonight.
I like that there's decent college football on Fridays that I can watch while doing my show.
Same. I need it, so it works out great.
The Badgers have any chance to cover the 16, possibly win?
Yeah, I'm going to bet the Badgers, but I'm going to wait. I want 17. I need 3 possessions. But, it's like it seems like a perfect like spot bet, right? I mean, Camp Randall's still a tough place to play. Early start time, correct?
Yeah, and big noon kickoff, dog.
So that's really early for Alabama, you got to remember. Sleepy spot, lit crowd. That crowd's going to be pumped. They're 2-0, even though they've underperformed. I haven't loved what I've seen from Tyler Van Dyke. But also, Alabama's secondary has been leaky. South Florida probably should have beat them. Their quarterback, Brown, missed like 7 touchdown throws, man. So if Tyler Van Dyke could just make some damn throws and they can run the ball, they should be able to win this game. I worry a little bit about Bama just running the ball down their throats, though, you know, especially with the injuries on the defensive line. But if it gets to 17, I kind of like the spot for Wisconsin. And I don't I don't really hear anybody else making the case for the Badgers. I think they could keep this game close. You know, Fickle's going to have them motivated. If they get steamrolled, I mean, I love Luke Fickell, but it's just like, I had really high expectations, especially like year two. Matt Rhule, I mean, I know that they just beat up on Colorado, but year two, he wins. And that's what I wanted to see from Fickell. So I'd be happy with 8-9 wins in a loaded Big Ten this year. But I just want to see more from that offense, this air raid offense, the Phil Longo offense. Because let's be honest, the last 2 years, it's looked like shit with Tanner Mordecai. And maybe like go back to recruiting your quarterbacks. I don't know. Paying these guys $1 million, $2 million, and then they come over and they look like us out there. Like Tyler Van Dyke looks like old.
If there's anything else on the board, let me know. The other thing is with Notre Dame.
They suck.
So the coach, he gets
beat. I told you they're going to lose.
I know you did. They get beat so badly that the other coach offers to like, hey, I'll tell you how we beat you. And then they got beat so badly that Marcus Freeman's like, yes, please. I mean.
Right? Yeah.
That's rough.
What a cock. No, they should fire him. I think you got to fire Marcus Freeman. I mean, you really do. It's not an overreaction. He's lost to Marshall. And I mean, like, they are bad.
This is coming off a game where everyone's like against Texas A&M. Okay, this is it. They're the real deal. They're favorited against everybody. What was it, 28.5?
Yeah, but it was a Fugazi win even against A&M. Like, the offensive line wasn't great. The quarterback play wasn't great. You know, the defense was good, but, man, Northern Illinois kind of had their way with them, especially in the second half. Yeah, they're cooked. I would fire Marcus Freeman. I'm glad that I bet under 10.5 wins. They'll probably lose to USC as well. So, season over for the Irish. I'm probably going to bet Purdue plus 10 against them, actually. I kind of like Purdue in that game. Purdue might beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame might lose back-to-back games. How about Florida State? If this spread was out in August, this would have been a 24-point spread. Now they opened at 3. We're up to 6.5 only against Memphis. I like the over. I don't know that Florida State covers, but I think this is finally the week that the offense gets going. Over 51.5. I'm going to bet Michigan minus 23.5 because nobody thinks that Michigan could score 23. It's Arkansas fucking State. Game's in the big house. They just got steamrolled, embarrassed by Texas. Perfect bounce back spot. I am going to bet Wisconsin. I'm going to bet Missouri minus 16 against Boston College. Yeah. I think Missouri's fully healthy. I love their offense with Brady Cook and with Luther Burden and Theo Weiss Jr. and Northfleet. Their tight end's back this week. He's 6'7". You can't cover him. I like the under 44 in Nevada, Minnesota. I like Utah State to cover 20.5 because unfortunately my guy Cam Rising's out for the Utes. And I love, love, love Virginia Tech minus 14.5 against Old Dominion. And Indiana on the money line against UCLA. Indiana! It's pretty much JMU's team and coach from last year. And UCLA sucks. They should have actually got beat by Hawaii.
Yeah, why is this card not so great?
Last week kind of too, but I mean, we had some really good games. That's what'll happen though. Everybody will be like, oh, this card sucks. And then somebody will get knocked off, probably Notre Dame again. You know, there'll be some wild stuff, I'm sure, that'll go down. And the good thing is, it's football still, right? And we have Sunday NFL to wager and watch.
Well, Horvat, always good to see you.
You too.
How's the show with Brad going?
It's going good. It's going good. You want a bagel? A New York bagel?
I do.
What about a banana?
I kind of don't eat anymore.
You are doing the intermittent fasting?
I am doing that, but also I got sick and now I just like lost my appetite.
A lot of sickness going around. My kid's sick.
Don't tell anyone this. Mm-hmm. It's only been 2 weeks, but and I've forced it down my throat.
You're pregnant?
Don't cut that. I think I've lost an appetite for Captain Morgan.
Really?
I don't think I like it anymore. I think I need to just fully go to gin.
Oh, gin? Disgusting. Drink some wine. Gross and
crazy. I was thinking about being a wine guy.
You should.
Why not? Get my teeth all red. Better than the sunshine yellow that I'm currently rocking.
Yeah, you cut down on the weight too. Not that you need to. You're looking nice and fit and thin these days.
199.9. Just good. Hovering right at two. Hovering right at two.
Looking good. You got the Cheat Code Jones shirt going on. Love it.
Yeah. All right, Horvath. Good to see you, buddy.
Oh, we are still on the air. Oh, see ya.
Bye.